We know that. We can do a couple hours on that subject. D especially here.
Oh yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Fishy Radio. My name is Alex, and with me tonight is Jeannie,
hello.
Heather,
hey,
and Dee.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies. Dee, how you been?
Alright.
Jeannie, Heather.
Good.
Good.
Good. Tired. Busy.
All this rain.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie, put your phone down.
Monitoring the rain.
Ladies.
Okay, Mom.
Yes, like ma'am. I'm going to go into the principal's office.
Let me get a peach ring and put your phones down.
I'll bring you an apple tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
But it was pretty.
Beginning. Just the beginning. Back to the beginning. The beginning wasn't too far long ago for me. It was 3 months ago, or rather like a week every year for the past 3 years. I would show up and I would stand at Ponce like a little lost puppy, not even on the pier, but down below where the boats moor. And I would like look up longingly at the guys up there fishing, be like, please talk to me. Please tell me what saltwater fishing is all about, because I have no idea. What are you catching? How are you catching? What do I have to do? One day I was lucky enough to where, you know, a gentleman named Jamie befriended me and learned that I had a rod and reel in my car and asked another guy to let me borrow some shrimp, and I was able to start fishing. But before that, I was super timid. I didn't know what I was doing down here. It was so much different than bass fishing up in Ohio. And we're going to help, you know, you, if you are having the same kind of intimidation of getting started. So the first thing you need, rod and reel.
Or a broomstick.
So price point, but $325 at, are there Kmart's down here?
No, they are closed.
I think Kmart went out a couple years ago, right? Yeah.
$325 at Publix, or maybe more like $6.75 at Publix for a broomstick and some twine.
No way, man.
No?
$1.99.
Where?
The Dollar store, man.
Dollar Tree.
Come on now. It's a shrimp boat.
What I would recommend, and what was given to my 70-some-year-old mother when she went into Fish and Franks and said, I want to fish, was the Pen Passion 2000. It is an amazing combo that was designed especially for a woman. A woman's wrist turns differently than that of a man's, and the reel itself was designed for that turning ratio. The 2000 will cost you, I think it's $129 for the combo, but you don't need to spend that much money. Heather, would you recommend them coming into Frank's to get a rod and reel? I have. When I upgraded my rod and reel combo, I came in and they did this whole thing with like weights and stuff on the tips of different rods, and I still don't actually understand. I got what was happening and it helped me to find the correct rod, but I can't do it myself when people come in. There are cheaper combos than $129 the Pen Passion, though, right?
There are. I would recommend myself the Pen Passion, too. I use the 3000. It's my favorite. Inshore, offshore, whatever.
Your husband never ceases to kind of chime in and say, man, I love that rod, and I steal it all the time, and the
yes.
Pen Passion is amazing.
I actually ended up getting mad at him the other day because he came back from a charter with my Pen Passion in the back of his truck for customers. He takes it on his charters all the time. Mm-mm. But it's always the lucky rod. So I guess if I can help him with getting bigger tips so I can buy my shoes.
You go buy another one and you slip him the decoy. That way he don't make, you know,
I was thinking about that too, getting him his own. His birthday's coming up.
Getting his Pen Passion.
Okay.
That's funny.
Coming in Frank's, we'll
what
help
you. What happens? You come into Frank's, you go to the front counter and you say, listen, I have no idea what I'm doing. All I know is I want to catch fish, and I don't know how.
That's the perfect phrase. Somebody, anybody, will take you to the back room. Well, the rod in reel room. And kind of help find something that fits you well, that feels good in your hand, that's not too heavy, not too light. And yep. And if we don't have something in the store that works for you, I can order it for you and usually have it in a few days.
That's pretty cool. Heather is a Fish and Frank's employee. She is in charge of doing all of our ordering, and she's pretty amazing. She's got a huge brain on her.
I don't know about that. I think it's more just common sense.
That is a tough thing to find these days, right? Heather.
Very true.
All right, so say I pick up the Pen Passion 2000. We're not getting paid by Pen to suggest that. It's just a really fantastic rod and reel. It is pink, by the way. So mm-hmm. you will get a little some
it
looks on the pier, but
pink outlinings. It's not
it's
completely
black
pink like that. Okay,
in general,
it's a black
with pink on it.
It's very tastefully pink.
It's what I call just a touch of girly.
There you go. Hmm.
So along with the rod and reel, you can have it spooled at Frank's. You can get either mono or braid. But mm-hmm. you're going to need a leader as well for fishing down here. Some other things that you will need to pick up, and I overpack for vacations, so I might suggest more than what's necessary, but leader, hooks, sinkers, which is your weight, possible bobber, although I have never used a bobber down here, and a set of needle nose pliers to help get the hooks out. But you know, if you're fishing with other people on a pier, you know, the other people will have needle nose pliers and they'll help you to be able to take the hooks out.
Catfish de-hooker?
I'm all about going after the catfish myself and grabbing them and,
and
not being scared, because all the men are scared.
No, ma'am.
No?
I have heard some Frank has a catfish grabber in there.
Really?
It's like a handle, and it's got like a claw on it, mm-hmm. and you push the handle back, and it grabs a hold of the catfish.
No kidding.
So you can mess with them.
Yeah, I believe it's $16.99.
Yeah. $17.99.
It is a very cool
stand
contraption.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do, too. Or up against the piling.
as far as bait goes, what would you guys suggest is a really simple form of bait for a beginner? They can just easily come in and grab it. And
start off with, I'd probably go shrimp, live or frozen. Maybe even frozen just for the beginner.
That way they're not
trying to keep it alive mm-hmm. while they're out there in the heat. And just to start off with, frozen shrimp.
Yeah, especially in the summertime, you don't need to invest in a bucket, the aerator, the batteries.
Because with that, you know, you got to keep them cool as well, and you got to worry about ice and keeping them cold and all that, so they stay alive.
I put a frozen bottle of water in the
frozen bottle of water will help keep them alive longer.
You don't want to put the ice cubes in there, because that will melt into the salt and just kill them too.
Terrible months.
It's because
bottle of water.
Warm water doesn't hold as much oxygen as cooler water.
Right. Yep. And they will go belly up.
Do you use regular water or salt water?
in my bottle of water. I just use regular water. It doesn't leak out. I mean, it's just to keep them cold.
Well, same thing. We used to use salt water because salt water stays cooler longer, too.
Okay. I didn't know
it
that.
It won't thaw as fast.
Well, that's good information to have. I had no idea.
Plus, when it does thaw, if it gets into your bait, then it's just salt water.
You're right about that. That's true. If you get like a leak or something, a pinhole in the bottom, I never really thought about it that way, but you're right.
I mean, I don't think a bottle of water is going to hurt it, you know, but...
Yeah.
Just in
case.
But
that is a little... Especially in the summertime. Frozen is probably the best way to go, but if you do want to use live, a frozen bottle of water, salt water, works really well in your bait bucket just to keep them alive a little bit longer.
And also not only when you're just out on the pier, but or wherever you choose to fish, but also when you bring that bucket in... I just came up with a new rule, no more bait buckets in the house. But if you choose to bring your bait bucket in the house, you can also keep a bottle of frozen water in overnight. It's not going to hurt them. It's actually going to benefit them. Yeah. But a bag of frozen shrimp is almost equal in success as a... Go ahead.
I think it's a kind of a convenience thing, too, especially if it's your first time and you really haven't done it before. So many other things you're trying to worry about doing.
Then a dang shrimp flipping out of your hand and stabbing you with that horn. Yeah, not only that, just
trying to keep them alive and fussing with them. Yeah. I think that's a good idea, frozen shrimp.
Okay, so you have a bag of frozen shrimp. Do you completely peel that shrimp? Do you break it in little pieces?
Frozen shrimp, because when they thaw out, they get a little soggy sometimes.
Okay.
So I just usually pop the head off them.
Okay.
Because the head's eventually going to fall off them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You've cast it a few times, the head's not going to be on there.
And deshell them?
No.
No deshelling?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Have you ever done that?
I don't usually deshell them. I mean, once you pop the head off, you've put enough scent out there. And that's really what, you know, the... But I would think
people will break their tails off as well.
I do, like live shrimp.
Live shrimp.
Break the tail off just to have the scent.
Yeah.
Just to throw the scent out there.
Because the shrimp will still live without their tail.
Yep. Yep, oh, I didn't know
just
that.
Just pinch
was
the wild. Tail off and put it on a hook or a jig head or whatever.
Right.
And then as he swims, it's letting out scent at the same time.
Yep. Yeah.
Another really important thing is the clothing that you wear out there. The weather down here in Florida is really harsh. The sun will get you right away. So if you're new to fishing, really recommend a hat and some... Long sleeves,
everything,
long pants.
A hat, a buff, a long sleeve, microfiber shirt, long pants. And
some UPF rated clothing.
Definitely some sunscreen, and especially this time of year. Like, if you want to go out and get some sun, go out there for, 20, 30 minutes max. Get your sun and put your clothes on.
Yeah.
That sun is brutal this time of year.
When we were kids, we thought it would be cool to get sun. The boys wouldn't wear shirts. The girls would wear tank tops or bikinis, and now they're all old.
I'm telling you what,
they're all covered up with long sleeve shirts and, like you said, buffs. That's all good protection from the sun.
And even the clothing and the hats being, your face being in the shade is so much better than just the sunscreen alone. Mm-hmm. Last time I went out, I applied my sunscreen probably 4 or 5 times throughout the day, and I still burned.
Yeah, it's in our, it's just, that C word and not wanting to, have skin problems and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Florida. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal, especially this time of year. In the wintertime, we have so much sun, you can go out there during the wintertime and go out half of the day with your bathing suit on and get you some sun.
Yeah.
In the summertime, I'm telling you, 30
it's
minutes
brutal.
Max and cover up.
Yeah, the sun doesn't even have to be out to get suntanned.
You ain't kidding. It could be
it's an overcast day, and I've
gotten
sun.
You still get burnt. It's this time of year, especially. Absolutely. Yeah. Keep your youngins covered up. Keep you covered up. Just keep covered up. You can still have a great time,
And you can still have some good color, but you don't need to go out there naked every day.
And you're just going to be miserable.
You'll pay for it
eventually. Miserable.
Check out the crow's feet down here.
Yeah.
Check out the crow's feet on the guys down here.
When the sun goes down and you go to get in the shower that night, you're going to feel it.
No doubt.
That's when you're going to know what
happened. I've got some of my worst sunburns in days that the sun did never come out.
It's true.
Because you thought you were in the clear and you didn't really do anything about it.
Absolutely.
So tricky. One of the sunscreens that I recommend that we sell at Frank's is the Ocean Potion Face Zinc. It's pure zinc. It's a broad spectrum 50 SPF. What's really cool is it's a zinc, but it goes on clear and it dries with a matte finish. They say that it doesn't run into your eyes, but I think I over applied. Yeah. And it ran into my eyes, and it burned more than my typical Neutrogena sensitive skin or whatever the heck I use.
That can make for a rough day.
But, yeah, it's pretty awesome because it's a 100% zinc that's clear. Another thing that's really important out here is the freaking bugs, man. You need, if you're fishing from shore, and I hear even from a boat, you need to have something to protect yourself against the no-see-ums or you're going to hate your life.
Yeah, I'm sure you can ask Jeannie this, but you're up early in the morning when the sun just comes up and the water's calm. Everything looks perfect, but you just cannot stay still because you are swatting bugs constantly.
They will turn you into a 2-year-old. I have literally pulled up and got on plane to get away from them dang things if I didn't have bug spray, but I have both, so I have Skeeter spray on my boat, and then I have Avon Skin So Soft for no-see-ums, and the no-see-ums are the ones that will just absolutely make me lose my mind.
That's another reason to wear long sleeves and long pants down here.
And they will get
fishing.
You, no matter, I mean, one little tiny crevice, you can be completely covered from head to toe, and they are going to find a crevice.
That one
and I got
spot.
The spray bottle, so I just douse myself with that stuff, but we do have a good 30 minutes in the morning time, you know, right at like gray light that they come up, 30 minutes to an hour, and then we get a good 30 minutes to an hour at nighttime where they come out, and they are them little critters. I'm telling you what, they are the smallest little things. If you look at them under a microscope, they're nothing but teeth. They are absolutely crazy. But definitely, and I have that Skin So Soft everywhere. Like, I have it in two of my hatches on the boat. I have it in both of my doors on my truck. I have it in my house. Like, I've got that stuff by the gallon no matter where I'm at. Because they're just terrible.
No, they're
anytime you get around a mangrove, you're going to... Mm-hmm.
They're so bad in our neck of the woods. And, man, I want DEET. I want every piece of DEET I can get.
Yes,
I don't
absolutely.
Care. Give me the strong stuff. The Aussie dose, as we call it.
Yep.
Because, man, no way. It's nothing worse than swatting at mosquitoes constantly.
Our skeeters ain't skeeters either. Ears. They look like freaking buzzards. Like,
it's horrible.
I'm pretty sure you can shoot them with a 12-gauge. They're bad. They ain't kidding around here. So, yeah, we take bug spray seriously.
Yep.
I think something that's forgotten about, and recently I've run into it doing some freshwater fishing, is the freaking red ants. Oh, my God. Mm. Those are painful bugs, and it's impossible to get away from them.
They're terrible little creatures. I don't know what their purpose is. I have no idea, but they can wreck your feet for sure.
Well, especially got attacked in my yard the other day. Didn't even know they were there.
Yep,
it's all this it's all this water we've been getting. Rain makes them pop out from nowhere.
But I will tell you, I was doing something at the house one day, and you get to the point that you're just like, crap, it's another fire ant, you know, and you just kind of, you don't pay attention, but you might just, you know, get it with your, well, I wasn't paying no mind, and I'm like, ah, crap, I got, you know, fire ants on my feet, and I'm just kind of like swatting them. I look down, and I have a snake attached to my toe.
Oh, my God.
I can't even make that up.
Oh, man.
Little,
wow.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, so now if I ever feel fire ants, I'm like, I pay attention to them now. There's a snake attached to my little toe.
I'd have lost my mind. I lost it.
Oh, it was... Yeah, so now I don't ignore fire ants anymore, but they do hurt. Them things will tear. As a matter of fact, look, fire ant bites. Yeah. I got into them the other day. I was watering my flower cleaner, my cooler, my flowers. Yeah, they do. They'll leave whelps on you. They ain't kidding. They're mean little suckers. They don't like you being... Is that a spider?
What?
Right here. He's hanging right there, Sam.
We have
a spider in the studio. It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay, ladies.
It's really not okay. Hey, why'd you swat him this way?
I didn't even see him. I just went like
bullshit right there.
Totally lost my train of thought.
Fire hands. Whew.
Got him.
Yeah, as a fisherwoman, you're going to have scarred up ankles, and you're going to have a great
absolutely
raccoon tan line from your glasses, because that's something that we forgot is eye protection down here.
Right, definitely. And make sure to have sunscreen, because if you call in sick to work and then you go fishing and you come in the next day with the raccoon eyes, it's going to be pretty
that's
obvious.
That's a little hard.
Sunscreen. Yeah.
And we've mentioned a lot of brands today. We're not sponsored by any of them. Fish and Franks pays us heavily, so we do mention his name as much as we can. but as far as some eye protection goes, Costa's and Maui Jim's, right? Is that the name of the
Yeah, that's
pair?
The name.
Are going to protect your eyes. Don't spend $29.95 on a pair of polarized sunglasses.
You need a good pair that are going to last.
It's karma.
Protect your eyes. They don't, you know.
You only get one set.
Yeah, once you mess them up, they're messed up. And the world's too beautiful not to be able to see.
I wear Costas and Maui Jims, but I tell you, my Costas I like better. These are Maui Jims here, and I wear these during the day. They're great for when it's raining.
Yeah.
With that amber lens, I can put them on in the rain and go, but my Costas give me a much brighter, much more vivid colors on the water, yes, and I can see different levels of, I can certainly see when I'm fixing to run aground.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we haven't covered as far as, well, one thing I wanted to say was the, as far as the no-see-ums go, we carry this really cool product at Fish and Franks. Again, Fish and Franks, located in Charlotte Harbor on Tamiami
4425.
4425, come visit us.
Get it, girls. Get it, girls.
There is this stuff called No-See-Um spray.
I don't know if we should talk about it, because we're out of it right now. I have it on order, but I don't know when it's coming.
I might have used it as perfume on Tuesday.
Yeah. Ooh.
That citrusy smell?
Mm-hmm. It's got lemongrass, citronella, and geranium. Man, geranium, I don't know, that's... smells really good. But you know what's really cool is it protects you against the no-see-ums, mosquitoes, black flies, makes you smell amazing, and it's woman-owned, and it's out of
Naples.
Sanibel. It's just distributed out of Sanibel. Maybe it's from Naples.
I know it's just down in that area.
Yeah. Very cool. Is there anything else you... Oh, and it's paraben-free.
You know, one of the things that I did want to say, too, about your pen passion.
Oh, yeah.
If I may.
Absolutely.
I do love the pen passion. I really do. I think it's a cool little reel. I love the fact that it's so heavy duty. It is a great little reel, but I will tell you that I personally cannot use it. I did have it for a couple days. I tried it. But because it is so heavy duty and it's completely made of steel, it's an extremely heavy reel. So it's great for, in my opinion, it's great for live bait. If you're throwing it out there, letting it sit. In my case, because I use artificial, I jig all day long. And so my wrist is constantly going. And for me to try to jig that solid steel, very heavy pen passion, I could only do it for about an hour, and I felt like I had carpal tunnel. And when I brought it back, I had explained to Frank what I was doing, and he said, oh, yeah, that's definitely not... You know, right, he put it on the scale, it was like 10 ounces or something. So I happen to fish with the Shimano CI4, which is made completely of carbon fiber. It's extremely light. It really doesn't add much weight at all to my rod, so I can sit out there and jig all day. So even though I do love the pen passion as well, it's not great for all circumstances.
Very good point. I am all live bait or frozen bait, and you are definitely... Want to throw fake artificial bait.
I'm a fake baiter.
Any other last minute additions, ladies? Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot more that we can discuss on this topic about beginning fishing down here in Florida, saltwater, Gulf Coast. Well, thanks for joining us. We will continue this conversation. Again, this was an episode of Fishy Radio. My name is Alex. Joining me, Jeannie,
Tight Lines,
with Airheads, Heather.
Bye, girls.
And Dee.
Bye-bye now.
Hope you guys have a great day. Thanks again for tuning in to Fishy Radio. And I hope we've helped.